Mishnah is Maise Sheni, we're up to Perek Chamishi. First Mishnah. Kerem Revai Mitzayonim Oisoi Bekoizuzois Adama. On the fourth year of Kerem Revai, that means the Kerem, the vineyard that was growing for 3 years already. So the first 3 years it's Orlo, the Peres are also Bahano. The fourth year it's called Kerem Revai. That the lochras of Paris have a locha like Maise Sheni, that you could be paid to them if you want to, or else you have to eat them in Yerushalayim. So in order to make a simon that people should know that the fruits of this year is Kerem Revai, is Mitzayonim, you're supposed to put like a sign there, Bekoizois Adama, with type of clay, with a thick, like a clot of dirt, put for simon there. And the Shalom explains this is a simon just like Adama, you could work on it and have hanor from it. Here also, you could be poider it and eat it. What about Bishal Orla? Let's say if the pear is off in the first 3 years, then Becharsis. Then you're supposed to put a sign there of Becharsis, that's a Kli Cheris. As if to say you have no enjoyment at all from the pears of Orla. Bishal Kvaris. Let's say there's a kever, there's a, somebody, a mace that's buried there. We want to make a sign around it that a Kayan should realize not to go near there or a Nazir. So then, besid, we put lime around it. You like add water into the lime to make it very white, and you spill it around the kever. That's a sign that people should know there's a mace buried there. Oma Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita, he says, when does the Balabas have to make these signs? By Shvius. Only during the seventh year of Shemitah, when the fields are like Hefka. So then anybody has a right to come into your fields, then it's proper that you should make a sign that person should know, whether it's Orla or whether it's Kerem Revai, since they have a right to come into your fields. But if it's not during Shvius, so then what are you afraid about? Stam Aganef would come in, then the Svari is Halitayu, the Rosh of Yomus. Let the Russia die like you don't have to make simonim for a Russia. Now, we had snuyim. People that were snuyim, they were machmor alatzmon, and they were medagde b'mitzvahs. So when they had a case of Kerem Revai, what they did was manichin asamois. They would put down money in the morning, v'yomrim, and they would say like this, kol hanilkot mizeh, yeh mechul al hamois elo. Any fruits, or any, like Kerem Revai, anything, the grapes that was picked off today, so if a person, like, he didn't realize it, that it was Kerem Revai, and I'm afraid he can eat it, so I want those pears to be mechul on this money. So therefore the Kedusha goes off the pears, he's allowed to eat it, and this money has the Kedusha, not the Revai, and I'll take it and eat it, and use it in Yerushalayim. So that's what the Tznuyim, the people that were machmer upon themselves, used to do, in order to make sure that nobody would be nichshel in the Yisr of Kerem Revai. Now Mishnah Beis. Kerem Revai hoye oilel Yerushalayim. This is the halacha that Kerem Revai is supposed to bring the fruits needed in Yerushalayim, but there's a tekana mid rabbonin that mahalach yoymechad l'chol tzad. I mean, any fruits that grow right outside Yerushalayim, 1 day's worth, one day of walking outside Yerushalayim, the tekana was that you should not be poida those pears and just bring the money up, but rather you have to bring those pears themselves into Yerushalayim. That's called Mahalach Yemech L'chol Tzad, yeah, that you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Now, V'yez the Tchuma, where is the Tchum, where is the boundary? Do you say 1 day's walk outside Yerushalayim? Elas Min Adorim, Elas is from the south. V'akravas Min Atzofen, that's from the north. Lud Min Amar, from the west. V'hayardim Min Amizrach, from the east. Now, U'misharabu HaPeres, but when they had a lot of Peres of Kerem Revai coming up to Yerushalayim, or else maybe even of Maise Sheni, his kino the Meir Takano, shiya nifta samach lachayma, that you're allowed to be paid to these Peres even right outside the wall of Yerushalayim. Because no reason was they wanted to have the Shuk Yerushalayim full of Peres. But when there were any, when there was anyway an abundance of Peres in Yerushalayim, they made this Takano, they took away the first Takano. But Utanai Hoya Hadova, they left the condition now, Shemasai Shayirta, that whenever they want, Yachzer Hadova Lekamosh Hoya, the thing should come back the way it was before, that if they see there's not enough Paris in Yerushalayim, that the Kona would come back again, that a Mahalach of Yoy Mechod, you have to bring the Paris into Yerushalayim, and you are not allowed to be paided then outside Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi says, that Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash, When the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, then they made this Tanai. Utanai Hoyu, they made a condition that Emosai Sheyivna Beis Hamikdash Yachzer Hardova LeKamoshe Hoyu. In other words, he holds that after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, then they made this Takono, then they said you do not have to bring the Peiros up to Yerushalayim. Because no reason is, again, to La'akesh Shuki Yerushalayim. But after the Churban, since it didn't look so nice anyway, Yerushalayim, we don't have this Takono that you have to bring the Peiros up to Yerushalayim. However, they made a condition at that time, U'tenai Hoyo, that Emosai Sheyivna Beis Hamikdash Emis Hashem, when there will be built again the Beis Hamikdash, that Yachzer Hadov L'Kamoy Shoyo, that the Kohen still comes back to its first place again, that you have to bring up the Peiros, that's one day's journey outside Yerushalayim, up to Yerushalayim, and that you should not be able to be poydered right outside, but rather you have to bring it into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Mishnah Gimel. Kerem Ravai. What is the halacha of Kerem Ravai itself, these Peiros, that the fourth year, so Beishamai says, Ein loy chaymish vein loy beer. The Kitzah Beishamai holds that Kerem Ravai is not like Maisa Sheni. Therefore, when you pay the money, then you buy food in Yerushalayim, you do not have to add another chaymish. Not like Maisa Sheni, that the owner has to be Maisa for Maisa chaymish, but he holds, by Netta Ravai, the owner does not have to add an extra chaymish, and the Ein Loy Beer, we'll see at the end of the third year, you do not have to take the Kerem Ravai out of your house. Like we'll soon see later about the Chi of Beer that applies to all the other Maisers. Mashenk and Kerem Ravai, Beis Shammai holds, does not have the loch like Maisi Shaini. However, Beis Silu says, Yeish Loy. Beis Silu holds know that Kerem Ravai has the same halacha like Maisa Sheni, and therefore you have to be poiderit. Therefore, when you're poiderit, the owner, he has to add a chaymish, and the one that has a din of beer at the end of the third year, you have to take it out of your house, like we'll soon see. Beis Shammai says, Yesh loy peret v'yesh loy unlis, v'yohaniyim poidim liyatzmon, that Kerem Ravai does not have any kedusha, according to Beis Shammai, therefore it has the regular halachas of peret and unlis, that these grapes you have to leave over for the Aniyim to take them. And the Aniyim paid them liyatzman. When the Aniyim take it, even though it's Kerem Ravai, the Aniyim will be paid with themselves. They're like either in Yerushalayim, or else they'll be paid with put the Kedusha on to money and take the money up to Yerushalayim. Beis Sil says, Kula Lagas. No, Beis Sil holds the whole thing the owner has a right to keep. He does not have to give any parrot and idolis from Kerem Ravai. Because he holds Beis Sil that Kerem Ravai has Kedusha like Maisa Sheni, and therefore the owner is potter from giving the Maisrus to the Aniyim. Therefore the Baal HaBos takes the whole thing, and he'll either be poyder it or else take it and eat it in Yerushalayim. Mishnah Dalet. Ketzad poydim net the Ravai. How are you poyder net the Ravai? When you have the Peiros and you want to put the Kedusha into money to take the money to Yerushalayim, how do you do this? So maniach es hasal al pi shloisha. You have to put down a basket here. Now we're talking about now even before you pick the grapes off the vine. You take a basket now, and we go in front of three people to say how much would this basket, when it will be full of grapes, how much would it be worth? The yomer they tell us,
and then like the yomer like they say, kamo dem roitza liftas loy besela. How much would a person want to pay? In other words, that this basket, let's say, is going to be worth a seller. Who would give a seller for this basket of grapes? But you should know, al menas, on the condition, lahaitzi yitzias mi beisai, that even though the grapes are still on the vine, so it's going to cost you money, like to cut off the grapes and bring them into the house, that money you have to pay yourself. We want to know right now how much you would be paid to the Kerem Ravai if you pay the seller, how much it will be worth when it will be in the basket, even though it's not there yet. And then, umaniyach es hamoyis, so a person has to leave the money down. V'yomer, and he says like this, kol hanilkat mizeh, all the grapes I'm going to pick off from the vine, mechulal al hamoyis elu. V'kach, v'kach, salam besela. This amount of baskets for a seller, a basket. In other words, the person has to accept upon himself that the yitzias, the expense of cutting down the grapes and taking them home, that's going to be from his own money. That is not deducted from Kerem Ravai. Kerem Ravai is, you have to leave the whole value of the grapes and take that money to Yerushalayim and eat it there.
Then Mishnah Hei, Uva Shvius, but what's going to be during the year of Shemitah?
If somebody wants to be poida the Kerem Ravai, he is podeya b'shovyov. Then you have a right to be poida to take the kedusha of the peiros onto the money with the exact amount. In other words, you don't have to deduct any work. And the reason is because since on Shvius anyway, it's also to do work on the karka, so everybody comes and does it themselves, so therefore you don't have to deduct the work, like you don't have to pay a workman anyway to do it. Anyway, you're going to do it yourself. Let's say you're taking now this Kerem Ravai from a field that's Hefker, in other words, the owner was mafker it. In the end, the owner only has to pay from his own the work, the schar for lakita, how much he's going to pay somebody to go and collect it. But the rest of the schar, how much he's going to have to take it home and schlep it home, that he could deduct from the Kerem Ravai. Since it's coming from Hefker, there's no owner of it, therefore he's allowed to deduct the rest of the hoitzoyot that he's going to have, he could deduct from the pidyon of the Kerem Ravai. Now, ha poide net the Ravai shaloi, if somebody's poida changes over the payrus itself into money, so moisa follow chamishisoi, he has to add a fifth. In other words, there's a loch like Beitilul, that Kerem Ravai has a loch like Maisa Sheni, therefore if the owner himself is poida it, he has to add on another fifth. Bein shu shaloi, whether it actually grew in his own fields, or bein shenit lebamatono, whether it was just given to him for a present. But now, was given to him for a present, some learn, Kodim Shigil Yoina Samaisvers. So therefore, it's considered like his own Kerem Ravai. Therefore, when he's Poydir it, he has to add on another fifth. Now we're going to talk about the mitzvah's beer. We know the Torah says that a mikzah shol ashonim toitzi is called Maisa Tfuasecho. At the end of the third year, you have to take out all your Maisa. So the Mishnah says like this, Erev Yomtif Harishin Shal Pesach. Erev Yomtif, Erev Pesach, Shal Revius of the fourth year of Shemitah, and Bishal Shvius of the seventh year of Shemitah. In other words, after 3 years passed by, now, at the Pesach of the fourth year, or the Pesach of the next 3 years of Shemitah, Hoya Beer, this is the Zman of Beer when you have to take the Paris out of your house. We'll soon see what it means, the Mitzvah's Beer. Ketzad Hoya Beer, what does it mean we have to take the Maisrus destroy? So, nois non truma or truma smaisa lebolim. If you have any truma in your house, or you have any truma smaisa in your house, you have to give it to the bailim, which is the kohen. You're not allowed to leave it in your house anymore. You have to give the truma now to a kohen. Or maisa rishon lebolim. If you have any maisa rishon in your house from the last 3 years, you have to now take it out and give it to the levi, to the owner of maisa rishon. Or maisa oni lebolim. O Maiser Oni, you have to make sure it goes to Aniyim. You have to give it to a poor person. O Maiser Sheni, v'habikurim mizbarim b'chomokam. This is the Chiddush, though, that Maiser Sheni, though, and Bikurim, if you did not take it up to Yerushalayim yet, need it there, and now it's the Pesach of the fourth year, you have to be mizbar, you have to destroy it, wherever it is right now. So the Tanakhama says both Maiser Sheni, and according to Basil, the same halacha would apply to Kerem Ravai. And also Bikurim also, if you do not take it to the Kohen yet, you have to destroy it wherever it is. However, Rabbi Shimon says no. He says HaBikurim, these pairs of Bikurim, Nitonim La Kohen Ketruma, it has a halacha like Truma, that you don't destroy it, but rather you just have to give it to a Kohen. Now HaTavshul, and Pshanim Shimon is, because the Torah says a truma yotcha vidash and edla bikurim. So he learns that bikurim has the same halacha like truma, that not that you have to destroy it really, but just rather you have to give it to a kohen. Now hatavshul, let's say you have a food that has peiros maisa sheni inside it. So beishama yermim sorach lavayim. Beishama says when it comes to zman habir, you have to destroy this food, since it has a taste that has some maisa sheni inside it. It's like it destroyed already. In other words, since there's no mamoshos, since the peiros are not ben, the maisesheni is not ben, it's mixed into the tavshul, therefore you do not have to destroy it. It's considered like it's destroyed already. So we're coming out now really the ikka mitzvah's beer to just destroy the peiros, that only applies to maisesheni. But the other maiseres, that just means you have to make sure to give it now to the real owner. Mishnah Zayin. If somebody has fruits of Maisi Sheini Bizmanazir, then we do not have a Beis Hamikdash, and therefore we cannot eat it in Yerushalayim, because we dash in the Pasuk of Yechalt Lefnei Hashem Lekecho, Maisi Degon Chizor Tiroshcha Vitzarecha Begoros Bekorcho, that we're Makish Maisa to Bechor. Just like a Bechor, it's only Nechol, Befnei Abayis. The same thing, Maisa also Sheini, you only eat it, Bizman, we have the Beis Hamikdash. But Bizman is there that we do not have the Beis Hamikdash. So the loch of Maisa Sheini is, we just like be mechalit, but we don't eat it in Yerushalayim. So therefore the Mishnah says, Mi shoyeloi peres bezman azeh, v'yegiyah shasa bir. It's coming close to zman of bi of Maisrois. So what should we do with these peres of Maisa Sheini now? Be'ishama yomrim sorot mechalol on ala kesef. You have to be mechalol, take the kedush roof, and put it onto money. And the Pasuk says, v'tzarto kesef yodecho. In other words, then you won't have to destroy it. You're allowed to leave it just in its money. However, Beisil says no. That when it comes to Zman HaBir, it becomes this Erev Pesach on the fourth year. Echad Shehen Kesef, whether it's in a money form, V'Echad Shehen Peres, whether in Peres form. Still, it's a Zman HaBir. So some learn you have to destroy the Peres. The same thing, you have to destroy the Kesef. So it doesn't make a difference to be paida the kedusha of the peres onto money, because the money also will have to destroy. It says man habir now, according to Basil, it doesn't make a difference whether it's kesef or whether it's peres. You would have to get rid of them now, but it's man habir on erev Pesach of the fourth year. Mishneches, Omer Rabbi Yudav Yudah says, Barishayin at the beginning, hoyil sholchin eitzel balei batim shebemedinas. They used to send shluchim to the Balabatim in the Medinas, in the rest of or in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, that the Maharu Veskinu as Parasechim. Be careful, it's becoming near the Zman HaBir. If you have any Maisrus or Maisisheini, fast take it up to Yushlayim, or be proud of it and use it up. Achloi Sagiya Shas HaBir, before it comes the Zman HaBir. That's what they used to tell people, to be careful not to have to destroy the Paris Maisisheini. Ad Shebor Rabbi Kiva Valimud, and until Rabbi Kiva came and made a drasha that Shekol HaPeiros Shiloi Boyu Leonis HaMaisrois Peturim Min HaBir. You should know if the Peiros were not a third grown yet, if it didn't come to the Zman of a Chi of Maisrois, therefore the Potem Min HaBir, you don't have to destroy them, there's not Makev, and therefore the Huadin are not Makev in the Vidui. So, as Brishon at the beginning they used to say that even Kredim Oynes HaMaisrois, when it comes to Zman HaBir, you have to destroy it. And now Rabbi Kiva told them no, that you don't have to worry so much. If the Peres are still not a third grown, it doesn't, even though it becomes now the Zman HaBir, you would not have to destroy those Peres. You only have to destroy Peres that already was Chalachiv upon them to give off the Trumas of the Maisers. Your Mishnah test. Mi shehoyu peirosav ruchoikim imenu. If somebody has his Peres, they were far away from him. We're talking about now that he already took off the afroshes. He was mafresh already truma, he was mafresh already maisros, just that he did not give it to the oniyot, he did not give it to the kain, he did not give it to the levi. And is getting close to the zman habir, and he's not around as far away from him. So locher is tzorech lekroya lehem shem. He has to call a name upon them now. In other words, he has to say clearly that pleini kain yiska betruma, sheishti b'mokim pleini. He asked, like, right now, give it over to the Kohen, that I tell the Kohen you own it now. Now, my sub, Rabbi Gamliel, it was once a story with Rabbi Gamliel, the Askenim. Show you boy in Basrina, they were traveling on the ship. Now, Omer Rabbi Gamliel said that Isur Shani also, Shani Osid Lomud, that the Isur, the Meiser Orishan, that I have to give to Levi. So, Nosun Yeshua, I want to give it to Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was on the ship. It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina, and he was a Levi. Umakoy my muskoloi, how do I give it to you? That the place back home where my Maaser Rishon is, I'm renting it to you. Umakoy my, the place where the Maaser Sheni is, muskoloi, I'm renting it to you, to Yeshua. And therefore, since you're going to be kind of the karka, agav the karka, you'll be kind of the Maaser Rishon also. So therefore, consider like I'm giving my maaserishin to the Levi. And Isser Achash and Yosud Lamoid, the Maaser Oni now, another Isser, a Maaser Oni, that I have to give to the Niyim, is not only Akiva ben Yosef. I'm giving it now to Akiva ben Yosef. Sheyiska Balaniyim. He was like the Gabi of the Aniyim. He should be Zecha for the Aniyim. So how did he do this? Oh, Makoy my Muskula, the same thing. Back home, the place where his Meister Oni was, he said, that Mokum, the place where it is, I'm renting it to you. And therefore, since you're kind of the Mokum, I got the Mokum, also you're kind of the Paris. Omer Rabbi Yeshua B'Shua said, Issa Shani Yosud Lomud, that the Trumas Meister, that I have to take off from this Meister Rishon that I just received, Anosin Eliezer Ben Azariah, I want to give it to the Kayin, Eliezer Ben Azariah, he's also on the ship. And the place where it is, I'm renting it to you. And each one had to pay the other one for the money for the rent. In other words, to rent the place. Since you rented the place, well, my schiris is kanya. Therefore, the karka like belongs to you. Therefore, what's on it, you're kaina. This is the continuation of the Mishnah. It was right now, right before the Shachabir. Now, like we learned before, the mitzvah is that you have to give away your trumas, your maaser, to the real kanim, to the real levi that's going to keep it. See, that he was on the ship, he couldn't give it away. It was back home, the actual Paris, and he wanted to take care of it before the Zman Abir. So that's the way he did it. He was maskei makomoi. He rented the mokum where it was to these people. That's the way they were zecher in these Paris. Mishnah Yud. Ba mincha b'yom tov achroin. By mincha of the last day of Pesach, hoyu misvadin, then they would say vidui after they were makayim the mitzvahs of beer. Now, ketzad hoyu avidu, how was the vidu? What did they used to say? They used to say over these psukim that the biarti hakodesh men abayis. That means the Mishnah says the ma'aseh sheni v'neta ravai. That if you had any ma'aseh sheni left over in your house, you destroyed it. You got rid of it. Biarti. That would like corner the Basil, that applies also to Netar Ravai. You destroyed both of them. Then we say the Pasuk says, Nesatev La Levi, which means Zem Aisa Levi, that I gave all the Maiserishim to the Levi. Vagam Nesatev, the Pasuk says, what does that go on? Zu Truma or Trumas Maisa, that we gave to the Kayan either the Truma or else the Levi gave the Trumas Maisa that was taken off from his Maiserishim. Then the Pasuk says we have to say La Ger, La Yosum V'La Mono, Ze Maisoni. That means you gave them on the third year or the sixth year the Maiseroni. Haleket V'Yashicha V'Yapeya, Afal Pi Shein Makve Mesavidui, even though they're not Makve the Vidui. Which means even though you did not give your Leket Shicha Peya, still you could say this Vidui, but when we say this Pasuk of an Osati, of La Ger, La Yosum V'La Mono, we say also that we did, if we gave the leket shechapeya, it's included here also. And the reason why it's not makav is because it doesn't say the word nesina by them. Now, when we say min habayis, from the house, zuchala, that would mafresh iso min habayis, whenever you make dough in your house, you are mafresh the chala. So this is the video that we say we did all these mitzvahs. Then Mishnah Yiralef, kechol mitzvos cho ashetzevi soni. I did all the mitzvahs that you commanded us. What does this mean to say? Ho'im hiktim ma'aseh sheni l'rishon. Let's say you did not do all the mitzvahs the way you were supposed to, that you first took off ma'aseh sheni before you took off ma'aseh rishon. Is ein yochel esvadis? Then you cannot say vidui, because that's not considered like you did kachol mitzvah secho. Kachol mitzvah secho means you took them off the right way. Then you say lo yovarti mitzvah secho. I did not go against any of your mitzvahs. So the Mishnah says this means lehifrashti mimin al sheni minoi. I did not take off truma from one min on another min. You're not allowed to do that, even though they're a type. But this goes back to Masechta Kalayim. Anything that's called Kalayim, zeba ze, it's called a different min. You're not allowed to take off truma from one min on another min. The same thing v'loy min hatolish al hamachubur, v'loy min hamachubur al hatolish. Not from something that's still attached, still growing, from something that's detached. You have to take off truma only min hatolish al hatolish. V'loy min hachodesh al hayosh, not from last year's crop on this year's crop. V'loy min hayosh al hachodesh, not from last year on this year. Also, you can't do this. So that's called v'loy ovatim mitzvasecha. And then we say v'loy shechochti, I did not forget. So the Mishnah says that means loy shechachti milavorchecho, umalahaske shimcholov, I did not forget to make a bracha.
We know b'shas v'mafre trumas amaisus. We make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem l'kedem malachonim asherakishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu lahafre trumas amaisus. The same thing, we make a bracha on pidyon ma'aseh sheni also on afreshes chala. So we have to say that we made these brachas.
Even though we know that usually we hold the brachas are only midirabonin, midirais, you don't have to make brachas only brachas ater and brachas amazin. So that's why some say here it's on lechatchila, and if you don't do this, it's not makiv, you could still say the vidri. Here's a shayla. Alright, Mishnah Yud Beis. Then the pasuk says, lo yochalti bi'oini mimeni. I did not eat from this when I was an oinim. So it's a diyak. Ho'im achol lo bi'anina. If somebody did eat from these matonas when he was baninis, he ate from the ma'aseh sheni when he was an oinim. An oinim means if one of the kroivim that were maced before the kfur, before you buried them, you called an oinim. So you're not allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni then. Ma'ashmi, if you did eat from it, any yochalis vados. This is makiv, this is midiraisa, and therefore if you were an oinim and you did eat from the ma'aseh sheni, you cannot say vidui. Then the pasuk says, v'lei biyarti mimeni b'tomei. I did not use it up when I was tummy. So we make a diak ho'im hefrishoy b'tumma and yochalis vados. But if you were mafreshit when it was tummy, then you cannot say vidui. In other words, the tevel was tor, and he was mafresh remenu ma'aser sheni when he was tamei. So it comes out that he was metama the ma'aser. So that's like an avera. Therefore, you can't say vidui. Ain't the yochel is vadis. Then the pasuk says, "V'lo nosati mimeni lemeis." I did not give any of it of the ma'aser sheni for a mace. That means lo lokachti mimenu oron v'tachrichin lemeis. I did not use the money of it to buy an oron, the coffin, or to buy a clothing for the mace. Then v'loy nesatid lo'inanim, or else v'loy nesatid lo'inanim acherim. I did not give it to other people that were oinim that I'm not let eat from it. Then the pasuk says shomati bekol Hashem elokoi. I listened to the voice of Hashem. That means havesiv lebeis habchira. I brought up to the beis habchira. I brought to the beis hamikdash. I brought in here means in other words Yerushalayim. That I brought my ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim. And osisi kechol asher tzivisoni, I did whatever you commanded me. That means samachti, I was happy with it. And v'simachti voy, I made other people happy also. In other words, I ate the ma'aser sheni b'simcha, naz mesamech other people also. Like the pasuk says, v'samachta atu v'secho. Yeah. Then Mishnah Yigimel, when the pasuk says Hashkifa Mimoin Kotchecha Min Hashemayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks down from his high place in Shemayim. What does it mean? We are saying to Hashem like this: Osinu Masha Gozato Aleinu. We did what you were gozer upon us. Now Af Ato Asay Mashiv Tachtonu. You should also do what you promised us. What does that mean? Hashkifa Mimoin Kotchecha Min Hashemayim Uvorich Esamcha Es Yisrael. Bless Kla Yisrael, bebonimu uvavonis, that we should have children, like it says, Bora pri bitnecho. V'yesu adom ashenasata lonu, you should bless the earth, that means betal uvamoto, with doing with rain, uvaval dois behema, and let the animals give birth. Kasha nishbat alavli seinu eretz zovas cholof advosh, means kadesha tita in tamba peris, that there should be peris, tasteful Paris in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Mishnah Yudalit Mikan Omru, from what we just learned before about the Vidu Maisa, that you have to say V'yasadoma Shenasat Alonu. So Mikan Omru, that Yisrael U'mamzer Misvadim, or Yisrael, and even a mamzer, he could say Vidui. Mashenken Avoloi Legerim V'loi Avodim Shechrorim Shein Lam Chelek Boris. They have no Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, they can't say this Vidui. Rabbi Meir Oymer Afloy Kana Maluviyim Alkayin Alevi also can't say it. Shloy not luchelik boros. They didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. However, Rabbi Yosi Oymer no Yesh Lam Ori Migrash. They have an Ori Migrash. Therefore, that's called they have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Mishneh Tezvov Yoichanem Kayin Godol Hevir Hoy Doyes Hamaiser. After the takon he made Yoichanem Kayin Godol, we don't say vidi anymore on Maiser. Because he made a takona not to give Maiser Rishon to a Levi, but rather to give it to a Kohen. So therefore we can't say Vidu, we don't do it Kimitzvasai. Afu Bitles HaMoirim, he also took away the Moirim that Leviim used to say by the Korban, the Pasuk of Ura,
Lo matishan Hashem, and he said we don't have to say that anymore. That's only bizman Klai Yisrael was in Tzaras. But now when we have the base of Migdash, the Pasuk says, Hine lo yonam l'ishan shami Yisrael, we don't have to say this Pasuk. V'yes ha-noikfim, he also was mevatel the noikfim, thus the people that used to that at first, in order to make a shchit on a korban, they used to like scratch the animal between its eyes, and the blood would drip down and like blind him, so it'd be easy to shecht him. So he stopped that. It shouldn't look like you're making a mum in the korban. V'yad yomov ho'yopatish makhe b'yishlayim. Up until times, the blacksmith used to bang in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara said this goes on Chol HaMoed, that it was a Dover Ovud, so Metchila, you're allowed to do this. He was Mavatli, he stopped it, because since the curl, the noise went out very far, it was a Zilzal Chol HaMoed, so he stopped the blacksmith from banging on Chol HaMoed. Over Yomav, in the times of Yechonin Kohen Gadol, Einodem Tzorach Lishla Adamai. In other words, he made a Takon on Demai, Perish, he bought from Nam Oretz, that the Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Ron you take off, you're allowed to keep it for yourself. So therefore now it's easy to be Noig Demai. Alright, turn over. We'll explain this over again on the next slide. So again, the end part of the Mishnah was again that Yechonin Kohen Gadol's last takana was Uvi Yomav Ein Adam Tzorech Lishol Al Adamai. In this time, you don't have to ask about Paris that you buy from Am Aretz, which means that he made a takana. If you buy Paris from Am Aretz, you do not have to really take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Roni. Just make Trumas Maaser you have to take off and Maaser Sheni. But Maaser Rishon and Maaser Roni, all you have to do is just be Kareil of Shame, like call it Maaser Rishon, call it Maaser Roni, and the Lachas are really the Chulin, just supposed to give it away. So here there's the Klal of HaMoitzah Mechver Olav Araya. We have a Safek if you have to give it away or not, so therefore you're allowed to keep it for yourself. So therefore B'kitzur was easier to be Noig or Demai in his times. Adkan Masechta Maaser Sheni, Namat Hashem will start Masechta Chala. The first Mishnah starts off, Chamisha Dvorim Chayovim B'chala. We know the loch of Chala is when you have dough, especially if you have 4/5 of the calf of dough, of flour. So there's a chiv to take off Chala. It's like Truma, you're not allowed to eat it before you take off Chala. This mitzvah applies even in Chutz L'Aretz, Midrabbanan, even though Midrais it's only in Eretz Yisrael, but the Rabbanan made it a con even here in L.A., in Chutz L'Aretz we have the same halacha. Now, on which minim, what type of grain does it apply this challah, that if you make a dough, you can't eat it before you take off challah? It's chamisha dvorim chayovim b'challah. That's hachitim, that's wheat, v'yaserim, that's barley, v'yakusnim, that's spelt, v'shibel eshuol, that's oats, v'yashifin and rye. Harayelu chayovim b'challah. If you have flour made from these types of grain, so you have to take off challah if you have enough of an amount. If you have 5/4 of the calf, which we'll see later on, that some say that's 5 pounds worth of flour, that's, then you make a bracha, and some say it's between 2.5 and 3 pounds, if you use that much flour, you would have to take off challah, but without a bracha. Now, umitztorfim ze'em ze'. It means, let's say you have 1 pound of flour of wheat, and 1 pound of flour of barley, and 2 pounds of flour of rye, and 3 pounds flour of oats, and you mix them all together and you make one big dough. So even though each min by itself you do not have a shear to take off challah, but since the mitzvah mixed them together when they're in flour, you made one big dough out of it, then you're mechuyev to take off challah. Now this is only if you mitzvah them when they're in a flour form. But let's say you made different doughs. You made a dough of wheat, a dough of barley, a dough of rye, and they're near one another, and now together it's 5 pounds worth. You're still potter from challah. Then they're not mitzdarif. It's only mitzdarif when it's in the form of flour. Now, v'yasurim b'chodesh mulefnei ha-pesach. The issa chodesh also applies to these 5 grains. That we know the new crop that grew that year, you're not allowed to eat from the wheat or from the barley or the kusm, shvel ha-shol or v'shifan, up until they bring the korban omer. So before Pesach, you can't eat from it. The same thing, you're not allowed to cut down even the wheat before you bring the Ksiras Aymer. The first wheat, the first barley to be cut down is supposed to be for the Ksiras Aymer. So therefore, before Pesach, you're not allowed to cut down the new crop. Now let's say what you grew started to have Shiroshim, started to have roots before you brought the Korban Aymer, before Pesach. Then the klal is Aymer Matirav. Then when you bring the Korban Aymer on the second day of Pesach, that's Mata the Chodesh. In other words, any tfuah, any one of these five minim that grew throughout this past year, then of course when you bring the Korban Aymer now, or Bizman is there, we don't have the Korban Aymer, just when the 16th day of Nisan goes by, from then on you're allowed to eat from the new crop. Now what about if you just V'yim Lav though, Asura Nat Sheyova Yomer Habo, V'yim Lav, let's say you planted something the day before Pesach. And therefore, when it comes the second day of Pesach, those that grain did not start to have roots yet. It was not Hishrishu. So when you brought the Omer is not Mata, that plant, that growth, because it was not Nishrash before the Omer. Therefore, you have to wait till the next year until you bring the next Omer before you could eat it. So this is the halacha, that by the second day of Pesach, any one of these five minim, if they were just nishrash, or for sure if they were grown already, then from now on you're allowed to eat them. But if something was not nishrash by the Omer, rather it first starts to become nishrash after the Omer, or else for sure if you first planted after Pesach, then the halacha is you cannot eat from these grains until the next year, until you bring the Omer the next year. This is the Yisr of Chodesh. So the Mishnah is saying the Yisr of Chodesh also applies to these five minim.
The Mishnah Beis, Ho'icho mehem kezayis matzah b'Pesach is yotz yidei chavosei. If either kezayis of matzah Pesach the night you mekayim the mitzvah, if the matzah is made from one of these five minim, again from wheat, from barley, from stelt or oats or rye, kezayis chometz chayiv bikoros. If either kezayis worth of chometz from these five minim, then you chayiv koros. What about nisarif echad mehem b'chol haminim hareza oiv b'Pesach? In other words, if any one of these five minim of chometz got mixed up to any food we have, that's the loch of terubas chometz, which there's a lav not to eat it on Pesach, and therefore raise the oiver of Pesach. Your oiver means you have to get rid of it before Pesach, or on Pesach. According to Rashi Shita on terubas chometz, we have the lav of bal yiro bal yimotzei. According to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, there's no bal yiro bal yimotzei, there's only a chiddush that there's a lav if you eat it. However, oiver means you have to destroy it, get rid of it, with the rabbon and not to have it around. Now, what's going to be ha noider min ha pas if somebody makes a neder not to have enjoyment from pas or min ha tfua, or else or from tfua, from grain, is also behem. So what type of a pas or what type of a tfua is the osir? Only from these five minim, but let's say rice or milt, that is mutatu. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. However, the chomer, the chomag, you would say no. That if somebody makes a neder not to have a German from pas or from tfua, any type of tfua, any type of pas is also to him. When do we say the loch only applies to the heminim? Only if he says ha noidim and ha dogon. That make a neder not to have a German from dogon, then ain't also elamehen only from these five things. Because dogon usually means you make a pile out of the kernels, and then you smooth down the pile. So that the minig was mainly to do it by these five minim. For other things, you didn't make a pile, you didn't make a kree, it's not called the dogon. The Mishnah ends off and says, v'chayovim v'chalav v'maisrus. That normally, in these five minim, you have a chiyah to do both. If it grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have a chiyah to take off trumas and maisrus first, and then also you have a chiyah to take off chalav. The Mishnah means this because soon we'll see other cases, either it's chayiv and chalav and potter for maisrus, or else the opposite way. There are cases that it's a potter for maisrus and chayiv and chalav. But so far, the Yisoidus here is that these Heiminim has a Chiyav of Chala, is called Matzah, is called Chometz. And really, we learn out one from the Yodah, Lechem, Lechem. Really, the Pshat is that we learn out from Chometz. It has to be something that becomes Chometz, that becomes into Lechem. These Heiminim, from these five Minim, if you let the water and flour rise, let the dough rise, will become Chometz. However, with other Minim, let's say with corn or with rice, even if you make a bread or a dough out of with them, they do not become chametz. Therefore, they're not called lechem. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Eilu chayovim b'chal lo pturim min ha-maisrus.
there are certain cases that even though it's potem in a maisa, what grows the wheat that grows in Eretz Yisrael, still you have to take off challah when you make a dough from it. Ha-leket v'yashicha v'yapeya v'hefker. That's the locha leket shicha peya, which is matnas anim, which is like hefker, and any hefker for sure. And this is the cloud that hefker is potter from maisers with ashna posa kubu ha-levi, only when they have a chiyuv to give truma to maisers. If the levi Ukraine doesn't have a chela, can't take it by their own. But something like a leket shicha peya, if they're not oni, they could take it. Or else regular hefker that they could take. So that whoever is zeicher now from hefker is part of him taking off trumas and maisers. Still, if you make a dough out of this wheat, you'll have to take off challah. Same thing with maiser rishon shenot lo trumosoi. If you have maiser rishon, also that they took off the trumas maiser from it already. So halacha is, even though they didn't take off truma gedolah yet, because the levi took the maiser rishon first. So lemaiser in such a case, he's put them in truma gedolah, but still the chayiv in challah. Or maiser sheni vehegdish aniftu. If you have maiser sheni, that's also put them from truma samaisers. Or else vehegdish aniftu, if it was hegdish is also put them in a maiser. And then you are potter it, and now you go teeth this lechem, or they make dough out of it, you have to take off challah. Or maiser oimer. They used to bring the korban oimer, they used to cut down 3 saws of barley. And then they used to sift it down to finally get a pure amount of barley flour to make the korban oimer. Now the leftover flour of this barley that they did not use for the korban oimer, it like first it was hegdish, and now they poider it. So the same thing as put them in a maisrus, still you mechuyev to take off challah. Or tfuah shlehevi shlish, any type of grain that did not grow a third yet, so it's put from trumas a maisrus, it's not called. It's not with Ashna Posek, Aser Tiasra is called Tfuah Zarecha. There has to be something that has a seed in it that could be replanted. Mashenken, if it didn't grow a third yet, it's not called Tfuah Zarecha, it's Pots from Trumas and Meisers. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Tfuah Shlohevi Ashlish, Ptura Menachala. Rabbi Eliezer says no, the same way it's Potter from Trumas and Meisers, he holds the same way it's Potter from Chala also. And the Yishalmi learns, because he learns the Posek says, Ketrumas Gurin. Kain terumuato, that just like Trumas Gurin only comes from a shlish v'yelech, the same thing chal also is only mechuyiv if the wheat grew a third. That's a machlokes, and the loch is like Reb Eliezer. I mean, the loch is not like Reb Eliezer. The loch is like the Tanakhama, that lemais, even though the wheat was less than a third grown, still if you make flour, you make a dough out of it, still it's mechuyiv to take off challah. Mishnah Dalet. Elu chayofim b'maisros, these are type of things that yechayiv in maisros that they grow in Eretz Yisrael, upturim min achala, but if you make a dough out of them, you're potter from chala. Ha'oiris, this is rice. Rice is not from the hay aminim. Rice does not rise and not become chametz. Therefore, it's not called lechem, it's potter from chala. V'yahadoicha and milt, v'yahaparogim, some says papi, v'yahashumshimim, sesame seeds, v'yahakitnias, type of beans, or green peas, even corn. These things, even if you make a flour out of them, you make a dough out of them, still they'll be potter from challah. Again, it's not called lechem, it doesn't become chametz. Or poches mechameshes reboyim batfuah. If you have less than a shear to take off challah, if you have less than 5/4 of a kaf. In other words, you only have to take off truma if you have a shear of a chameshes reboyis akav. And like we said already, that for sure if there's 5 pounds of flour, for sure that's called chameshes reboyim, then for sure you have to make a bracha when you take off the challah. However, if you're using less than 5 pounds of flour, but it's more than 3, or some even say 2.5 pounds of flour, then you should take off challah without making a bracha. But less than 2.5 or 3 pounds of flour, that's what the Mishnah is saying, even if you're using flour of wheat, still you're potter from taking off challah. Now, Hasufgonim, that means like a sponge cake, or else v'yadavshonim, like a honey cake, for yuhaskaritin, that's also a type of something, minitzviches, that when you first make it, it's very, very soft. It's like a cake of dough, like we'll soon talk about this, was very soft, or else v'chalas hamasras, that's like pancakes. Also, it's a very soft mixture at the beginning, or else v'yamaduma, in the case where some truma fell into some chulin, and now the flower of chulin alone, you don't have enough of a shear to take off challah. You have to come on to the shear of the truma also. And truma we know is pota from challah. Therefore, all these cases, pturim min challah. Yishno yipota min challah. Now, all these things are potter, it's poshed why they're potter, except for exactly what it means, sufgonim and duvshonim and osgritin. Like here we're talking about even dough that was made from flour, of wheat flour. Since, but dough wasn't made like a regular dough, it was a very soft mixture, therefore it's potter from challah. Now, this will soon explain this more in the next Mishnah. This is really the shiloh, if cake is mechuyiv in challah or not. There are some shittas learned that sufgonim and duvshonim means, even though it's a regular dough and they bake it, still you pot it from challah because it's not lechem. It's like cake. And on cake, since you have other ingredients on it, you have this honey inside or other things inside it, that makes it not called lechem, therefore you pot them in a challah. That's the way some learn. And therefore, according to this shita, cake would be potter from challah. Even in the case we have a baker's bakery that they make at more than 5 pounds of flour cake at one time, still they'll be potter. However, there are other shittas learn not like this. They learn that the reason why these things, the sufganim and tuvshanim, are potter from challah is because they were not baked in the oven, but rather either they were cooked or fried, or else just left out in the sun, like the next Mishnah. But according to these shittas, our cake that we bake in the oven, therefore would be mechuyev in challah. So in a private home, usually when you make cake, you don't make that much cake. You don't use 5 pounds or 3 pounds of flour to make one big cake. But it would be nogea to a bakery. When you buy cake from a bakery, there is a shaila if you have to take off challah or not. We'll talk about this more later on. Now the next Mishnah says like this. Esau, if you have a dough, shet kilosai sufgonim, at the beginning it was a very soft mixture. That's called sufgonim. It was very soft. It wasn't a regular dough. A regular dough is like a wheat dough, or is like a challah dough, a bread dough. That you know becomes hard. The dough is a piece. It's a hard piece. But let's say a very soft mixture, like a cake mixture, the sifus of gonim, and you end up with it also to be like soft. In other words, you just cook it, or else you roast it, you fry it in oil, or that's called sifus of gonim. So in such a case, pturim min challah. You put them in a challah. Since not called lechem, since it was not baked in the oven, and it did not have the thick mixture at the beginning, it was only a soft one, therefore it's potem in a challah. What about chilosa isa? Let's say, no, at the beginning you made a nice thick dough, a regular dough, but for soifis of gonim, at the end you did not bake it, but at the end you cooked it up, or you fried it, or you let it bake in the sun. Or else, what's going to be chilosa of gonim? Even if you had a mixture at the beginning that was very soft, but for soifa isa, at the end you baked it in the oven, you should know in such a case, chayev is bechala. In these cases, taka, it's chayev bechala. Since it ended up to be baked, therefore it's called lechem, and yechayev in chala. And the Mishnah says, ends off, vechein hake nufkoyis chayovis. Kunufkoyis, that's like crumb cake. In other words, if you first had regular bread, and now you crumpled it up, and you made it back into like flour, and you bake something with it now, so whatever you do to it, still you chayv in challah. On the case that you did not take off challah from the first bread, so lemaise it's called regular lechem already, therefore the chayv challah does not go off it. So no matter what you do to it now, you should still take off challah. Now, the Mishnah says a few things. That when you put it from challah, if it's a soft mixture, and also at the end, you did not bake it. But if you made a soft mixture at the beginning, and then you baked it, like our cake, most cake is like that. Most cake is that it's a soft mixture at the beginning, but you have das right then, you know you're going to bake it. So for this Mishnah says, Yechayiv in challah. So I, the Mishnah before said, stamps of gonim is potter. It's like we spoke about before. Some learned that before means you're potter. And only because it's talking about like the ratio over here. That at the beginning it was a soft mixture, and at the end you just cooked it. You did not bake it. But if you bake the cake, then they hold Yechayiv in challah. And some learn know that this Mishnah here is talking about regular flour, just flour and water, without any other ingredients. Bashenke in the Mishnah, there here we say that if you bake it at the end, Yechayiv. But the Mishnah before this says, Yepotter again, some learn Yepotter at all times, since it has other ingredients inside, it's called like cake, not like lechem. So therefore, it's Machloek is exactly what Psak Halacha. So
So if you want to, it's an inyan to be machmir to take off challah from cake. But we'll see later on exactly when it applies and how to do it. Now, the Mishnah again says, if chilasa eats at the beginning, you made an isa, but at the end you cooked it, also you chayiv in challah. So some learn the case is that at the beginning when you made isa, at the beginning, at that time, you have das to bake it. So therefore it's like challah, chiv challah. Just later you changed your mind to cook it. But if at the beginning when you made the thick dough, you knew right away you're going to cook it, some learn then you're still potter from challah. And some learn that at all times, whenever you made a thick dough, no matter what you do to it at the end, still you chayiv in challah.
Your mission of Rav. Hamisa means if you have flour that you threw it into boiling hot water. So Beishamay says, Pturim. Therefore, it's potter in a challah. Since you took this flour and you put it into boiling water, that makes it that it won't become chametz anymore, so therefore it's potter min achalah. Ubeisilu machayovim, no, even though you took the flour and threw it into boiling hot water first, still, if you make a dough out of it later, like the Mishnah before, there'll still be a chiv challah on it. Because you started out with regular flour that could come with the chametz, therefore the chiv challah does not go off it. Hachalita, chalita is the opposite way, that you throw the boiling hot water into flour. So Beishamai Mechayovim, Beishamai says Yechayiv in Challah, or Beisilu Paturim, Beisilu says Yepoter. So really the Gemara in Psochem says that it's like not really a mistake, but it's Machlekes Tanoim here, that really Mis and Chlita have the exact same halacha, just as like two different Tanoim here. What the first sheet holds, that Beishamai holds Yechayiv in Challah, he would say Avad Yechayiv even by Chalita Rosso. And there's a second Mandiyama, the second sheet is another Mandiyama, that holds it to the opposite way. The Basil is the one that holds his potter, and it'll be potter even by Nis also. In other words, the Gemara in Psachim says there's no real difference in halacha between whether you put the flour into the boiling hot water, or whether you pour the boiling hot water over the flour. In both cases, either you chayiv or you potter. Then the Mishnah says, Chalos toido rekike nozir, the chalos that are made baked for a person that has to bring the korban toido, he has to bring his chalos. Rolls for nozer, it has to bring his rikikim, his loaves of bread. So it depends. Asoy on liyatz my potter. The person made it for his own use. Then it's like hegdish is potter min achala. Therefore it's potter min achala. But limcha bashuk, if a person made it to sell to people, then he's chayiv in chala. To take us, because since he made it to sell, so you can never tell. At the time when he was megagal, it didn't belong to hegdish yet. And maybe you won't find people to buy it for at least this purpose, and to use it for himself. So therefore, it's challah chiv challah right away. Mishnah Zayin. Nachtum she'osa sor lechalik. A baker that made dough, but I'm enough to separate them. In other words, even though he made one big dough, he uses 5 pounds of flour to start off with, but right away he separated them into small amounts in order to lechalik, like to sell it that way, to sell small pieces of dough to people. So locher is chayiv b'challah. Still, the nachtam, the baker is chayiv in challah. And the reason is because if he can't sell them, he'll bake them all together. So since it started out all together, and it may end up together, therefore the nachtam, the baker, has to take off challah. However, what about noshim, shenostin, lenachtam, lasos lehem sa'asor? Let's say private ladies gave the baker flour to make dough for them. And main b'shalachas mihem kashir p'tur min challah. Even though the baker now made all 5 pounds together, but what happened was 5 ladies came, each one gave him only 1 pound of dough, 1 pound of flour. So here they're all potter. Even though the nachta made the whole dough together, the 5 pounds together, but since he made it, I'm going to separate them. And here we know it's going to stay separated, because each one's going to go home just with her pound of challah. Therefore, there's no chiv challah, there's no shear, therefore the potter min challah. Your Mishnah Ches. Isas HaKlofen. If you have dough that was made to give to the dogs. So it depends. Is such a dough mechuyiv in challah or not? Now really it was meant to give to the dogs. Some learn pshat. It's not such a good dough. You didn't use such good flour. You used kemach umursan. Now you used the flour, but it had a lot of bran inside it also. So if it depends how bad the lechem is. If the shepherd will eat from it also,
In other words, you don't have that much grain inside it, it's still edible for a person, then chayevas bechala. Then lamaisa, it's still called lechem, and therefore before the roi eats it, he has to take off challah. And therefore, umorven boy, he could use it for an erev tchumim, erev chateris, it's called lechem. Umishtatfen boy, they could use it for shtufim avoyis. Umavorchenle, you have to make hamoitz lechem in oritz. Umizamnenle, you have to bench, you can make a zimun over it. Vinasis biyomtiv, you can bake it on yomtiv, it's called echa nefesh. If you make matzah from it, you also yoytzi dechayif, and that is called matzah. What about though imein haroyim oichlim imeno? Let's say the royim, the shepherd, will not eat from it. Like we're learning one shot. The one shot is that this dough was so bad, it had so much bran in it, that it's not edible for a person like kamat, that a royim will not eat from it. In other words, it was made really for the dogs. So in such a case, that dough, even if a person wants to eat from it now, it's potter from challah. And v'yei morven boy, a person cannot use such bread to make an erev with. V'yei mishtatfen boy, he can't make a shtufim avoyis with it. V'yei mevorchen oleho, he doesn't have to make a bracha either, a birchas of hamaitzi on it either. Now, mistam, the bracha means you don't have to make a lechem in hamaitzi lechem in art, because it's not called lechem. But mistam a shakel that you would have to make. Now, V'yei mezamnenle, same thing, you don't have to bench over this, therefore you don't bench zimun on this. V'yei nanasis biyomtiv, you can't make this on yomtiv, because it's not called eichon nefesh, it's not called nefesh, it's not called davar shava, l'chol nefesh. V'yei nodim yoytzeboy, dechavosav ha-pesach, if you make matzah like this, you're not yoytze again, it's not called lechem, it won't be yoytze matzah. But ben kach, no matter how this dough was made, no matter how much bran was made in it, whether the royim will eat from it or not, you should know metama tumas eichlin. It would be mekabel tumas eichlin. It has a shem oichel on it. The pshat is since a person could eat it al day at chak, it's still called an oichel. Therefore, the ma'aseh it still would be mekabel tumas eichel. Until it's not possible melechel akelav, as long as the dog can still eat it. In other words, therefore it's called oichel al day at chak. The ma'aseh it's called an oichel. It would be mekabel tuma. Mishnah Tes. Ha chalo fi ha truma chayovim aleya misa v'chomish. Chal and truma, if a zar eats chal, after you mafresh to chala, after you set aside the portion of chala, so you're supposed to give it to a kohen that has a locha like truma. If a zar of a regular yisrael eats from it, from either from chala from truma, if he does it b'mezid, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. If he eats it b'shoigeg, he has to pay back keren v'chomish, an extra 50 he has to pay back. And the Asurim Lazarim, it's like it says here, it's also for Zar to eat it. Veheim Nichse Koin, you should know it belongs to the Koin. Chala and Truma belong to the Koin, they can do what they want with it. They can make Karash Anisha if they want with it, it belongs to them. The Oilim Biyechor Meya, it becomes bottle if one piece of Truma falls into 100 pieces of Chulin, it becomes bottle. The same thing with Chala also. If one piece of challah falls into 100 pieces of chulin, it becomes bottle. U'tunin rechitzas yodayim te'er v'shemesh. You have to wash your hands before you come to eat it. And also, if you were tummy that day, even though you went to the mikvah, you can't eat it until her v'shemesh, till it comes the nighttime. So now, rechitzas yodayim means whoever wants to come and touch truma, or challah, before they touch it, they have to wash their hands t'chila. There, because Stam Yudayim are called Shniyasim, and therefore they'll make Trum Apostle, or they'll make the Chal Apostle. So before you go to touch it, you have to wash your hands. The same thing if you're Tful Yoim, you're not allowed to eat it until the Hera Shemesh. V'yenitolim min hator ala tomei. You can't be mafresh chala from dough that's tomei onto dough for dough that's tohor. Or else the opposite way. Elam min hamukov, only you have to be mafresh from things touching right away near one another. Therefore, if one is true, one is Torah, and one is Tomei, since you're not supposed to bring them together, you can't take off Chala one from the other. Because if you're supposed to take it off, Min HaMukov, from close nearby. Yes, that's the Talocha, that Elo Min HaMukov of Min HaDavar HaGomer. Only also something that's Gomer, Shenigmer Malachta LaMaisres. The Gemara Malacha LaChala, what does that mean? That means Mishetiz Gagul Isa. After you made the dough already, you mixed up the flour and the water, that's the zman to take off challah. Now, let's say somebody says, kol gurni truma, v'chol isosi challah. somebody says, I want my whole gerwin, all the wheat here now, to be truma, or I want all of my dough, this whole dough, to become challah, lo yom maklum, he didn't say anything. Achi yishaya mixas, he has to leave over something. That's the salocha, that truma challah, with that posse says, may reishis arisasechem, titnu lashem, truma lo derasechem, may reishis vidashin, veloy kol reishis titnu, challah truma. But you can't give the whole thing for truma for challah. It's only a portion of separation. You have to take off some. Sure, you can take off as much as you want, if you want to. But you can't give the whole thing. There has to be a racious nikaris. There has to be some nikar that this is challah, this is truma, and the rest is chulin. But to take off the whole thing, that you cannot do.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.